Corso di inglese integrato 20 ore Digital Edition. Copyright Casiraghi Jones Publishing SRL, Milano.
Record 9. Side 1. Lesson number 9. The ninth lesson. Practical section. There are many large cities in Great Britain. Each of them has some interesting aspect particular to itself. London, of course, is very easy to recognize because it is full of many famous and important buildings and picturesque places which foreign visitors always wish to visit. The countryside in England is very beautiful, and a short journey into any of the counties near London is a very satisfying and, when the weather is good, enjoyable experience. How green it is! The colors are not like the bright yellows, reds and blues that we see so often in the hot Mediterranean countries. In England, it is often wet. The weather is uncertain, and English people have a habit of beginning a conversation with some brief remarks about it. They may say, "It's a lovely day, isn't it?" Or perhaps, "Not so nice today, is it?" Or, "Beautiful weather we are having." Or, "Isn't this weather atrocious?" Or, "Wonderful for the time of year," or one of many other expressions of a similar nature. It is not very warm in summer, and the days are sometimes dull and grey, or even wet. In the middle of summer, it is dark for only a few short hours. But in winter, it is dark for a long time every day, perhaps from 4 o'clock or 4:30 in the afternoon until 7:30 or 8 o'clock the next morning. The nights are short in summer and long in winter. In winter, it is necessary to wear heavy clothes in order to keep warm in the sharp, frosty, or damp, foggy weather. It is foolish to take unnecessary risks in cold weather. The ground is hard, and sometimes there is ice on the lakes and ponds, but not usually very much. Fog is not so common in England as people in other countries usually imagine. Many large cities in the world have thick fogs in winter, and particularly smog, which is most unpleasant. November, December, and January are the months for thick fog. But in general, it lasts only a few days. Fog dislocates traffic, so trains are late. And there is great danger on the roads. Traffic must move with discretion in order to avoid serious accidents. Fast cars are useless then, and it is very easy to lose one's way. There are, however, bright sunny days in spring, summer, and autumn. There is no definite rainy season in Great Britain. So people from other countries, especially those in the Mediterranean, find our weather very unstable. It is certainly quite different from the Italian climate, for example, but the gardens, because of the regular rainfall, are colorful and cheerful for many months of the year. People usually have a garden in front of or behind the house, except perhaps those who live in the center of large towns. The front garden is decorative and is planted with flowers, roses, foxgloves, dahlias, carnations, daffodils, and many others. The back garden, or, as it is often called, the kitchen garden, is behind the house, and vegetables such as potatoes, carrot, turnip, lettuce, cabbage, cauliflower, beans, peas, and so on are usually grown in it. An Englishman's garden is very often his hobby in spring and summer.